This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The G7 summit got underway Friday in Japan. Reuters' Jillian Kitchener reports.
Here, in the first city ever hit with an atomic weapon, G7 members, which include host Japan, along with the U.S., Germany, the United Kingdom, France, Italy, and Canada, are increasingly concerned by what they see as Russia's repeated threats over the use of nuclear arms. They're also alarmed by an ascendant China, with economically coercive policies and its rapid accumulation of sensitive technology. Biden and Japan's Fumio Kishida met for talks Thursday, aiming for closer cooperation in the face of these challenges. Japan, although a longtime buyer of Russian oil, has moved in tandem with G7 sanctions against Moscow following Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
Jillian Kitchener reporting. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky set up a reintegration council on Thursday to advise on the restoration of Ukrainian rule over Crimea. We get more from VOA's Diane Roberts.
Zelensky said he signed the decree about the advisory council on reintegration and deoccupation of Crimea and the city of Sevastopol. His comments came during a gathering to mark the day of the Soviet-era Crimean Tatars mass deportation. Russia shows no sign of abandoning Crimea, which it seized and annexed in 2014. Russia has used the peninsula as a platform to launch missile strikes on Ukrainian targets. Ukrainian officials have repeatedly said that seizing the peninsula back from Russia was one of its key war aims. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
An Australian doctor held captive by Al-Qaeda, linked extremists for more than 7 years in West Africa, has been released and is back with his family, according to the Australian government. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Pakistani police have continued a siege on the home of former Premier Imran Khan even after a 24-hour deadline expired. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers reports.
The deadline was given by authorities for Khan to hand over suspects allegedly sheltered inside his house. The demand for suspects wanted in violent protests over Khan's recent detention has angered many of Khan's supporters. Along with the ongoing siege, tensions are high and fears are raised over possible renewed clashes between them and security forces. A week earlier, Khan's supporters attacked public property and military installations after he was dragged out of a courtroom and arrested in a graft case. I'm Karen Chamas.
AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports on a Supreme Court decision on the liability of some social media companies.
The High Court avoided the big issue hovering over the cases by not ruling on the federal law shielding internet companies from being sued for what users post. But the justices did unanimously reject a suit alleging Google, Twitter, and Facebook allowed their platforms to be used in aiding and abetting a Turkish nightclub attack that killed 39 people 6 years ago. The High Court returned the case of an American college student killed in a Paris terror attack to a lower court. Families of victims in both attacks said the companies did not do enough to keep extremist groups from using the platforms to radicalize and recruit people. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Assailants killed three rangers and another member of their convoy in an ambush in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo Thursday, according to the Congo Institute of Nature Conservation. The attackers struck near the Virunga National Park, which is home to half the global population of endangered mountain gorillas and the scene of frequent militia attacks. Rescue crews are working to reach towns and villages in northern Italy that were cut off from highways, electricity, and cell phone service following heavy rains and flooding. Farmers in the Emilia-Romagna region are warning of heavy losses, and authorities have begun mapping out cleanup and reconstruction plans. The death toll from the rains that pushed 24 rivers and tributaries to burst their banks stood at 9, with 9 people, rather some people, still unaccounted for. And Canada calling for foreign help to combat wildfires burning out of control, spreading across vast sections of the western part of the country. The fires have devastated the oil-producing Alberta province in recent days. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.